Well, there we are. Timothy McVeigh is dead now, and everybody's happy. Big, big media news event here, you know. Counting down the minutes to this guy's execution and all that, and everybody's eating it up. They've got their popcorn, sitting on the couch in front of the TV, watching news anchor Barbie spit the details through this grin that looks like a rhino's butt crack with nylon stitches in it. And they all gather around this big spectacle of justice in action. But can anybody tell me why? Why? Why did they kill this guy? Why? What? Somebody did? Why? What? What was the point in it? Okay, the guy blew up a building and killed more people than, like, there is stink in New Jersey. And that sucks. That is a sucky thing. I can see that. But it's already been done. It's over with. It's like disco, okay? It's in the past. You don't kill a guy after he blows up a building. You kill a guy before he blows up the building. So why? Why did they kill this guy? Well, if you ask the American government and the American people, they'll tell you that it's for retribution. They feel better now that he's dead, so it's okay. Well, that's the same reason the dumbass blew up the building, you stupid bastards. He wanted those people dead, so he killed them. The American people wanted him dead, so they killed him. You're just as much evil bastards as McVeigh ever was. There was no point in killing him. He couldn't do any more harm, and at the very least, you could have learned something from him. You could have toured him around, teaching the kids how to blow up schools the right way. But it's all a part of this new reality programming, you know? Adrenaline Rush Hour, Live Police Chases, Real Fear World, Stupidest Retards Caught on Tape, that kind of shit. What the hell is all this? Do we really need this shit? I mean, what's next? Watch what happens next week when Mohammed slips Tyrone an industrial strength laxative right here on True Colon. I mean, what the fuck? They can't show a cartoon character clobber a mouse with a watermelon, but the surveillance tapes of the 7-Eleven lady getting her head bashed in with a baseball bat is just fine. The Matrix! Oh god, the Matrix was so evil. All that fake violence. We can't let little Billy see that. He should be at home watching real white police officers splatter an unarmed black man across an entire city block. That'll teach him some good old-fashioned moral values, won't it? But you know what? You can't blame them for playing this stuff. They're just showing what the viewers want to see. It's your fault. You're sitting there on your ass. It gets whiter and whiter every day as you stuff yourself with pizza pockets and moon pies under the sick, phosphorescent glow of Ted Turner's brainwash box, and you're giving them ratings. Are you so completely brain dead that you'll sit there and watch real life on TV? You can't find anything better to do than to watch eight people locked in a house sit there and talk for hours. Pick your ass up off the couch, turn off the TV, and go the fuck outside, okay? You're making me sick. Just heave that titanic ass of yours out of the chair, out the door, and go take a walk. And I don't mean to your computer either, okay? We've got people who died for this country, you know? Soldiers, still teenagers, charging into battle, being blown up and shot and killed, who had no idea as they were lying on the ground bleeding and dying that they were buying your online spooge sessions with their lives. How in the hell can you sit there all day and type sex scenes back and forth? Not even real sex, typing sex. If you ever got any real sex, would you have to have a keyboard there just so you could know what to do? This is scaring me, okay? What are we gonna evolve to in 1,000 years? People will be this lump of ass with no legs. We'll have 2 arms and 50 fingers, and we'll have to reproduce by jerking off and mailing it to someone. Okay, you know, fantasy is a nice thing, I think. I'm a fur. Nobody appreciates fantasy more than I do, but that monitor does have an off switch for a reason. What am I saying here? What's the point of all this? Get a life! Do you have to have a video game to replace every goddamn aspect of existence? Sim Bowel Movement, the Microsoft Bathing Simulator. You've even got electronic pets now. Tamagotchi Digimuchi Gamamon. Were real pets that bad of an idea? Listen, you're whining. Everybody in the fucking world is whining. Have you noticed that lately? Everybody sounds like a cat in a Maytag spin cycle. You're sitting there in front of your computer that can simulate the fart cycles of a Taiwanese tree frog, and you're griping. Life just doesn't seem worth living. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Get up and do something. Why are you still sitting there? In the time it took you to download and listen to this rant, you could have done something useful. This is to your primetime ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.